I almost died again.
Did you actually?
Let's go.
James just keeps putting himself in more and more outrageous situations so he can start the episodes.
No, I just had a really... I always get blowed knees around this time of year, and
that's nose, Courtney's new nickname.
Yeah, I get nose bleeds around this time of year. Oh, okay. I don't know. Yeah. And
I thought bloat knees might have been like a thing. I don't know.
I was doing my normal morning route. Wait, what?
No, my knees. My knees are bloated.
Well, also that, because the weather's changing and my arthritis is killing me. So technically that too.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, what if it was like, or you know, like if you have strokes or fucking heart things, your legs go like weird or like start engorging or something. I thought maybe it was like you have bloated knees. Like, I don't know,
the
man.
The number one sign of a heart attack, you turn into Squidward in the episode where he eats too many Krabby Patties.
Yeah, your legs are just filled to the brim with cellular
heart attack.
Yo,
juice.
In 1999, that was a joke, but now that is what every girl looks like.
Why'd you do fucking chills?
Chills
complaining
chills
about
goes
women.
On a weird meninist rant.
Yeah, and chills with the
all
meninist
women
allegation.
Are so fat.
Did
body
you know,
positivity is a scam.
As a man, it is so hard to get a date on Tinder, but as a girl, they can have the pick of the crop.
As long as they have big boobies.
This morning I was doing my normal bathroom routine. I got in the shower, I showered, I brushed my teeth in the shower, I brushed my body in the shower, I bent over, let the shower fuck my butthole clean of all the poopy.
That's a classic.
Nice. I got out and dunked my balls in my toilet, and then I went over to my sink and I went to go blow my nose, and I bent down, I blew my nose, and then I felt something spray all over my face, and I was like, that sucks. That didn't. What was that? I had so many boogers up in there. That's crazy.
The boogers per second were going crazy.
Yeah. The
BPS.
Yeah.
BPS. Yeah.
And then I looked up in the mirror, and it looked like I was. I just got fucking. Someone threw blood on my face.
Got sodomized.
Yeah.
Do you ever? Whenever that happens, I do. You kind of look at yourself in the mirror, and you make like a badass face, like you just like fought off like six dudes.
I immediately thought I was dying. That was my initial reaction.
You should have punched the mirror like in Cyberpunk.
Yeah, exactly. Because the last time that happened to me, that's when I fucking had a massive nosebleed or something, and it like sprayed all over my face. And I like, yeah, I like looked at it as though I just fought off like a whole bunch of guys from trying to have sex with my mouth. And it felt really cool. Anyway, go on.
Yeah,
I almost passed out.
Me too, this morning.
That made me laugh.
I looked up and I was like covered in blood. I was like, oh fuck. And then I get nosebleeds, so I wasn't that worried, but I was like, oh shit, that's a lot of blood. So then I plugged up my nose, and then I plugged up my nose, and this has never happened, where it just all started going down my throat, and I was like looking forward.
Oh,
so like,
I hate that feeling.
Which that is, but like I was looking down, which normally it is, but there was so much blood that it was just like fully.
You're recycling.
And then I had to, and then I was, it gave me like a gag reflex, and then I had to open my mouth, and then blood was coming out of my mouth. Oh. It was crazy. And then my other nostril started bleeding. And two nostril nosebleeds are not very common and very not good.
And not very chill.
Yeah.
Not epic.
Number one, two nostrils. So then I plugged that nostril, and then it was getting to the point immediately where I could see it was the napkin was like so saturated that the part that I could see in my peripheral that wasn't in my nose was getting covered in blood, like it was soaking all the way. So then I took one out, and I have a picture that I sent Andrew that we could potentially put up. It's up to you guys, but
I want
to
see it. I don't know if we can put it up. Maybe that's a Patreon exclusive.
Yeah, we can just slap the picture in the Discord
here,
when
I'll send
this
episode
goes live.
Yeah, no, we're not putting that in.
Oh,
I thought it was going to be your face.
No, no. So
that
looks
insane.
I pulled that out of my nose, and that entire fucking brain stem came out with it. It was probably 6 inches of blood clot. And then my stomach like dropped into my feet, and I was like, okay, I'm dead. This fucking
this is the end.
Rainbozo, it's over. But then, so I took that out, and you know, normally a nosebleed, even like a heavy one, is like it's running, you know, it's like sliding down the inside of your nostril. It's like, you know, a river. This was I looked down and my entire nostril was just a jet stream of blood that was flying, like shooting out of my head. And I was, and it was real. I was like, oh, I'm like brain hemorrhaging. Like, I'm, what the fuck?
That is the first thought that comes to mind when you have a nosebleed is that your brain is melting.
Yeah, your brain is.
Yeah, it was just fucking terrifying. But, and then I started getting dizzy and stuff. So I called my mom and I was like, Mom, I just need someone on the phone with me. I'm going to die. And my mom was like, what?
You learned from last week.
Yeah, I didn't call the ambulance. I called mommy.
You should have called those guys.
Yeah, the same guys, the same squad rolls up.
Yeah, I
should have
got the ambulance guy's phone number.
The EMTs.
Hey, do you want to squad up for Rocket League?
And also, can you help me?
I'm
dying again.
So then my parents and both my parents like rushed over to like come chill with me. Yeah, shout out my parents. And then my mom like started cleaning my whole apartment. Shout out moms. Epic. But
I hope she did not find the fucking weed stash.
The piss drawer.
Well, that's what I'm about to get to. But there wasn't really like any grand climax, but that I went from thinking I was dying to having explosive diarrhea the next day. To then getting a really bad stomach virus this week, and like I woke up like convulsing from like I had 103 degree fever, and then this morning I woke up to this like monstrosity of a nosebleed, like the worst nosebleed I've had in my entire life, and like I get really bad nosebleeds every year around this just because of the change of season.
Is that what the cause is? Is it just like the weather?
I guess like this one was really bad, so I don't know what, but yeah, usually around March or April I just get a couple really fucked nosebleeds for some reason.
Yeah.
And then my parents came and my mom cleaned and I ate Chinese food and drank water and then I felt better. But then,
let's go.
Honestly, my body is starting to disintegrate and I'm extremely scared. So I'm going sober again and I'm trying to get my shit right, cuz I feel like I've got to the point where I'm not a kid anymore and my body can't withstand anything, and like it's time to like I really feel like I'm doing now permanent damage like every time I eat a Big Mac. Cells aren't rejuvenating anymore. Yeah. Like I'm just killing them off. There's no like reinforcements coming anymore.
Yeah. I do think about this a lot.
Your body is alone,
you know, like,
at Helm's Deep.
As a child, I think about how I'd be able to slam like bags of candy, and like when I'd go to Taco Bell, yes, bags of cocaine, and when I'd go to Taco Bell, I would literally 5 Mexican pizzas just in one sitting, and like sicko. I'd feel nothing. Like I would just feel like on top of the world. But now, if I even overeat a little bit, for some reason, I wake up with a hangover. Do you boys ever get that? Like when you eat like shit, you wake up with a hangover.
Yeah.
So I feel you there. No, I know how the body cannot withstand just junk eating anymore.
It
sucks.
It's just hitting that. Yeah. It's hitting that time of life where it's not cool anymore.
Yeah. My doctor was like, "Hey, yo, you got high blood pressure," and I was like, "All right." Sick.
That's the weird thing.
That's good, right?
I have
a lot of blood.
High score.
I'm in the top percentile.
I got my blood work done last year, and I like requested them to do everything because usually they only do like small amounts. But they took like 10 vials of blood, and they tested me for fucking everything. Tested me for like AIDS and shit.
Oh damn!
And
they did blood work and cum work.
Nothing.
And
there's
I
nothing
have
wrong with me.
AIDS.
I don't even have like high blood pressure or anything. Like everything is totally normal, but every day my body feels like it's. I'm living inside Brendan Fraser in the star hit movie The Whale.
But just in guy. That one frame that everybody keeps sharing.
The one frame from the movie.
Yeah. Dude, aren't calories insane?
Yeah.
Like so someone could tell you if you eat this. If you eat this little toy race car, it'll be 41 calories. What the fuck? Like, how did we figure that out?
There's a Joel Haver video that I recommend everybody go watch because I think about this every time I look at the back of any packaging.
Yeah.
You guys have probably seen it, but it's how calories were, just how they came up with it. And they're trying to, I don't remember the specifics. Basically, the punchline is like they get to it and it's just a very tiny man because the calories make no sense. Like I always think about that because they really don't. It's like the serving size is like a fucking speck. You want me to eat a speck
to
and
do?
I'm going to gain 30 pounds?
Well,
it
yeah.
could be. I don't remember the specifics of it, but it's something to do with like if I think if you like set it on fire or burn it, it's how much energy it like. It
probably that sounds right. Yeah,
what?
I know that yeah. sounds weird. They did it on MythBusters because they did it to see how much the meme was that or the myth was. Sorry, not the meme. They should have one called MythBusters.
Meme busted.
The meme was that you know the old saying the mum says were like the. You want some like sugary cereal, and she's like, "Oh, the cardboard's better for you than the cereal." So they were like, "We're going to try and figure out the caloric content of the cardboard box that the cereal's in." And I think in order to do that, they'd like mush it into like a paste, and then like try and burn it and see how like much energy
that
it gave
like a
it.
Fun job.
It was some weird shit like that. Anyway, that kind of do be how calories be doing.
Yeah, speaking of Dr. Bounty,
yes.
I was talking to Andrew. This is a quick one. I was talking to Andrew the other day about OCs.
This motherfucker?
Yeah, this motherfucker.
That motherfucker
OCs.
Right there.
For all our artists out there, we were talking about OCs. And I was curious. That's a original character. I have no idea. But Andrew coined the term, I think.
Doesn't it just mean original character?
I don't know. Who knows is the artist?
Yeah, it's your own character you make up that usually like artists will draw a shitload of. Like you've got your character you just really fuck with, and maybe it's like part of a universe already. Like, oh, here's my custom My Little Pony character, my original character, or my original Sonic character, or it's just a character you drew that for your own world that looks really cool, and you just you like drawing them because you know you designed it, so it's fun for you.
Well,
it's just a way to like insert yourself into your art, basically.
So I guess this is a little different, but. I was wondering, because I was talking to Andrew the other day, and I realized I've just been drawing the same little guy since I was, like, 4 years old, just on anything. Like, I just, not all the time, but, like, since little I was, Kilroy, like, four, just for no reason when I get bored or, like, my mind goes somewhere else, I just draw this guy. And I never realized that I've been drawing him my whole life, and he's always looked the same. And I think Andrew said that he didn't particularly have one, but I was wondering if you guys did, and I can show you mine.
I do.
If you would like to see
it. I'll show you mine too. I have a whole book of them right here.
This is my important tax document return and close, so just blur around my original character.
Okay, I'll blur around.
Yo, it's James's OC.
It's
James's
OC.
I have no idea when or why I started drawing him, but
what's his name?
My boy.
Actually, speaking of fan art,
I don't know. I think he's just me.
Just super quick about the fan art, because we've gotten some great fan art. James has requested from now on to only be drawn in the Family Guy style.
I did not request that.
All of our fan art.
If you draw me as Peter Griffin, I'll kill myself.
Someone already did that.
That's true.
Well, I killed themselves with Peter Griffin.
Wasn't it Peter who did that?
No, yeah, that was funny. I like that. Never mind. Draw me as Peter Griffin.
I've never laughed so hard at just like a sketch before that she had me piss in my pants.
That was very funny. Yo, Kudos made a 3D plushie of his.
I did.
Yo.
No, so we got this by a couple years ago. His name's Miss... not Miss Chips. That's my cat. This guy's name's Lil Mans. I got it for him as a present a couple years ago. And he's just such a fun little guy that we draw him all the time. And now it's like every time we have to draw something, we draw it. So these are actually ones from Emily's that I saved, but I've drawn a shitload in her books as well. Here's a bunch of him. Jesus, there's a lot of them.
Little Mans.
Little Mans.
Let's go. Little Mans. We're doing fantasy ones for a while.
Yeah.
There's some as a centaur, as a fairy, and some elves.
Yeah.
There was a birthday one, I think.
I love Little Man.
That's epic.
I love Little
That's Man. Epic.
Here's him as a maid.
Kudos is that's kind of like it's kind of like Adventure Time ish, and then mine is kind of just like if you gave a pencil to a fuck and cut their arms off and made them draw it with their mouth.
It's like my OC
which is funny
because
that's what happened.
What?
My OC is Michael Jackson.
I
know. Well, when
it got to you early, bro.
Yeah, well, as a kid, I think I've talked about this on Beef Boys before, but I had like a very irrational fear of Michael Jackson. I just thought he was going to break into my house and rape me, and like it persisted into adulthood. I would start drawing him, and when I worked in sales, he became like our inside joke. We had like a whole whiteboard filled with Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I didn't have like a little guy I defaulted to, but if I was drawing little like stick figures, I almost always, for some reason, give them the little, like, Viking horn helmet. That was like my go-to. Cool. Every single time I would default to that, and then that would generally end up me like drawing a little Viking battle.
So Andrew's like, everyone's just got like a little Viking guy. And see, Andrew's and Kudos are cool. Andrew's got like a little Viking guy. Kudos got a little Adventure Time guy. And then the Doflex has a pedophilic Michael Jackson, and I have a fucking hot dog with a fucking orange on spiky top and hair. Spiky hair.
That you drew in your important text documents.
Yeah. Where do you guys think Michael Joe's...
What? Just move on.
Michael Joe's.
No, where do you guys think the rest of Michael Jackson's nose is? Like, who has that meat, like, in their fridge somewhere?
Yeah, I know, because
he has like 1/4 of his nose left because he got so many. Yeah. Like, no way he goes in and someone doesn't like, yo, let me get Michael's left nostril.
I'll hold on to that.
Yeah, let me just
like sold that auction.
Yeah, they just keep it in their freezer.
Yeah,
I was a bit young and smelly when that happened. What was? Well, not that any of you guys are that much older. Than
I don't even
me.
Think I was. Yeah,
but like, what? Was the problem with his nose, or was it to do with his disorder? Did he just have so much plastic surgery it like fell off?
Yeah, I think he just constantly got surgery on it because he was like insanely
super self-conscious.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
He was living the cyberpunk lifestyle.
And Newgrounds animations.
Bro, his like final and fucking his final evolution of his nose would scared me as a kid. Like it looked like if he walked into you, your eye would pop out on the end of it, and he would just like walk away with it. Like it would like stab you. It would like stab your eye, suck it out of your head. It's so pointy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's kind of crazy. Like how much like people's neuroses are amplified when they have money. Like there must have been a lot of other people who suffered from similar childhood trauma as Michael Jackson, but they just didn't have infinite money and power to get 50 nose jobs.
Make his vice. Yeah, nose jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people who have to just suffer through being like, having some kind of crazy trauma and then just being poor so you can't do anything wacky
you
with
can't
it.
Get nose jobs.
It's so upsetting.
I know. Let them cook. Give poor people more. That's why we need Andrew Yang, who's the official presidential candidate of the Beef Boys, and his universal basic income.
Universal basic nose job,
yeah. I want them to shave my penis into the shape of Michael Jackson's nose. Just like a horribly pointy, brittle fucking spear.
With nostrils that bleed.
I keep the rest of it in the refrigerator, babe.
Do you think anyone got a body mod where they like add extra dick holes to their dick so they like triple cum shot?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, yeah, that is a thing. Really, that is a thing.
Like a fucking, let's like fucking go.
Just kind of goes like...
Yeah.
It's like one of those hoses that you like the sprinkler hoses where you just stab like a hose with a bunch of holes so it like sprays over your garden.
Well, that's the thing too.
So
like
you like get a attachment to the base of your penis so you can like you can switch it to like mist mode or like when you're like
I would do that,
dude. I wish that was a thing. Me I would too.
That'd be
kind of
epic,
piss.
Babe. Yeah. I'm gonna give you the mist piss, the mist cum,
shave her skull. Shave into her skull.
Doflex?
Yes. You're hey, gay. It's me.
You prepared something for this episode that I'm quite excited for.
Yes, I did. So as you may know, if you're in our Discord server, link in description, it's been 2 years since we've started this little thing here.
2 years.
It's
Beef-iversary.
Yeah, it's the
Beef-iversary.
And I
congrats,
got,
guys. It's been 2 years of this.
Yeah, here we go. Round
me
of applause
for Beef-iversary.
Do it for Beef.
Let him cook.
Me do it for you.
For Beef.
What do I do is
for... Shout out.
So I've prepared a tier list of epic and based beef moments for us to go over and sort of reminisce.
Ooh.
And grade them on how dearly we hold
this
them.
This isn't out of narcissism. We made this like 30 minutes before the episode just to have a cool segment. So we didn't sit here and ruminate for a week on like, all right, what? What
Who,
are the best?
When did I really
how
epic
are we?
Obviously, they're all good, but what are the very best moments of our podcast?
Yeah. That being said, all of these are probably going to be in the top four slots. I don't. This isn't one of those tier lists where it's going to be like,
no, I'm going to be brutal.
Wendy's, that's going in the D now. Like,
yeah,
it's mostly just for us to like go over some old bits with some structure. Obviously, with the best, the top ranking Beef Boys moment of all time that everyone always brings up, the dog jacker offer.
The dog jacker offer.
Absolute classic Beef Boys meme. I think we can all agree. We still talk about it to this day. That's S tier.
It did make me laugh when
dog
I thought
jacker
about
offer.
It.
So I can't actually remember it at all. From being
isn't that dude was fucking his dog in the face?
I'm the cool.
I still remember.
Yeah, and Andrew's impression also made me laugh really hard. So I thought that would be a good.
Let's
thanks,
put Dolphrex. It in C for cum.
Yeah, I like that.
Let's put in C for couldn't remember it.
No, that's you, bro. I could remember it.
All right, we're putting that
okay.
In all right, that's a good basis. What's
full
next?
Or fizzy?
Full or fizzy? That to me is an S tier.
That's a special place in my heart because you guys are like the fourth group of friends I've got to introduce that to, and through doing that, it's now reached an audience of thousands. So
yeah, it is really funny too.
I am biased, but for me that one is an S. Just having Chumbo, whatever the fuck his name is, broken sex tips. Vibrate across the internet.
No, don't be full or have any fizzy.
Don't have 69 when you're full or had fizzy.
I'm fine with it being an S. Or
I would
or
go
A,
A,
but it's definitely high.
Yeah,
other than A, it hasn't had the sticking power of some of these other ones.
But. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I do. Sure. I do love fair. It and look back on it very fondly. But it, I mean, it's a 4-panel, bro. How good could it be? You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
But you got to think with that in mind, the fact it was a 4-panel moment and it was still really funny. I don't know.
Just joking. The 4-panel has nothing to.
Yeah.
Let's see where the S ends up and see if it because there's some in here that are like that had like that's a pinnacle beef.
I got one fucking locked and loaded. That's easy S, but I won't bring that up till it's time. Okay, what is this next one?
This one's the next one's the tomato story.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's I couldn't read it, but yeah, that's definitely S
tier. That's
obviously
S tier. That's
easy.
I say
that's
D.
That's S tier.
I look back on that story so it doesn't embarrass me, but I was so unfunny back then, bro. It was such a bad.
That's like the highlights of beef, in my opinion. Not only that, but to the point where it's still referenced.
Oh like, yeah, no, yeah. Often. We shout out the Discord.
It's still like if I want to show someone like, hey, here's a sample of beef. I'll like that's one of the ones I'll pull up. Like that. I think the two times I've asked the hardest off the top of my head is not to spoil a future tier list entry, but that and I'll save it for when we get there. That is one of the two times I've asked the hardest I can think off the top of my head.
I think I've definitely heard it referenced too much, and I think there's other ones that I'm like, oh man, I wish people would reference this. But as far as like
what
memorable
the
beef moments, I mean, it's an
what?
Ass,
are you
like.
Saying there's something better than James having intercourse with a tomato?
Yeah, dude, I'm allowed to say that. What you can't?
What the fuck? You can't say that.
I've heard it referenced too much. I wish people reference all of my stories instead.
All of my stories.
The time
my
I fucked
story.
A tomato.
I feel like. Well, I guess that's the thing with
Andrew
joke,
gets jealous
but.
And fucks a cantaloupe.
Guess what I did?
Have you guys? All right. Well, that's more normal. Have you guys ever done that?
A candle? No, I've never had sex with any vegetable, unfortunately.
Yeah,
what?
That.
Yeah.
I've done the classic,
melon?
Like... No, I never
have
fucked
you?
A melon.
Yes!
Wait, are you saying you have...
That's like a happy classic coming of age. You fuck a melon and you fucking...
You, fuck
you
melon.
Watch
no,
lesbian
not.
Porn and you watch and you fuck melons. Everyone does that.
I don't think we had enough
you
melons
You know,
in my
the
house.
Classic teenage moment of being on in your bathroom with a cantaloupe on your penis and lesbian porn before you.
See, that one's a little... You gotta be like, hey, mom, can I have a sweet melon? Would you mind going to that? Because you're like 11. You're like, mom, I heard that... I heard that cantaloupe's really good for you. Would you mind picking me up one from
Can
the food
you buy
store?
Buy me a melon.
Really good for my Brendan penis. Frazier's. I mean, good for my body.
That's gonna be Brendan Fraser's next movie.
Yeah,
the coming of age story about fucking melons.
Hey, that would kill. Is farting in the dick in this? I don't think it is.
Oh,
I think farting in the dick
one.
Is one of my favorite moments. Yeah. That was all of us. That wasn't just like that was one of our first good bits. I feel like.
Yeah. Well, there's that one, and then Fred the Pussy Monster, and then the whole "and we're back" meme, which Andrew brought up. But I could not for the life of me find where they were to actually like include a screenshot.
That's
of
fine.
Them.
Yeah, that's fine.
So
yeah.
There's cool. a lot of moments that have been not retconned. But
in my heart, farting in the anal fart without the ass, thousand ways to die is an S tier meme. Yeah. Is an S tier.
Was that episode
that.
One? I know
no,
that's a
that
very,
episode,
very
that
early
was like that was episode three. Five.
Was it?
Not sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know it wasn't early.
It was three or five. It was. I'm absolutely positive, but I don't remember which one. But it's three or five.
Also, some of one of those, I don't think it's on here, but for some reason, it's one of those things that's like stuck in my brain for way longer than it should. And it's just the intro to one of the first episodes where the Topic says the synthesizer on, and he goes,
Funnily enough, that is also episode six.
Really,
that was, that's the opening to the tomato episode.
That'll be why.
But. That was very close to being dope. If you hear in our intro, which shout out all the people that are given props on the intro. Like I've seen a lot of people commenting
the
like every week, like
mode on that.
Like not that we all worked on it, and me and Andrew worked really closely on it, and everyone had input. But that was one of the most fulfilling things I've ever personally edited, and I really appreciate everyone shouting, they fuck with it. But that
shit's epic.
The aliens fucking me in the ass was very close to being Doplex's like calling. Like we all have our own like little like voice line in the mix, like the music for the intro, and that was almost Doplex's. It was very close. But I
was
do like the
in.
One you have now.
But yeah, but just the thought of having coming
in my ass
hard sell.
All right, the next one's just Andrew Miller.
Probably a B.
Oh, it's Andrew's. Oh, it's Andrew's rap career.
Yeah,
I'm very much in support of Andrew's rap career. I think he's the greatest rapper to ever live.
Yeah,
I would
say
in the
white
community,
Christian rapper,
white Christian
and
rapper.
Offense, Andrew, but until I would have said this is probably a C or a D, but. The last instance of Andrew Miller with your
I'm from the east, but you know I got love for the west.
Yeah, your YouTube shorts campaign really won.
Your YouTube
won
shorts campaign really won me over, so I put that to that's an A now probably.
I'm cool with an A for Andrew.
Thanks, guys.
That works.
A for Andrew.
After the party.
Okay.
That's an S.
That's
tier.
Ad.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
easy.
That
yes, we
my,
still reference
if there
that.
Was
that
tier,
is
for
my
us,
all-time favorite. Yeah. Bit that is like bar none one of my favorite bits.
You know what's crazy is we episode 8 was so obviously it's not up, but if you were there, if you're not, whatever, but it's not up anymore. But episode 8 was probably still to this day our best episode we ever did, and we were like, how are we gonna, we should just quit, fuck this, like we can't.
Yeah, exactly.
But then the next episode 9 was
on
after
the
party, we go into McDonald's.
We're going to McDonald's.
Without that, the podcast wouldn't have survived the peak and valley of episode 8. Sorry, you can't, we don't even have a backup, so it's
sorry,
it's gone forever.
It's pretty frustrating.
But
after the party,
We are going to S tier.
Easy S. Yeah. Easy S. The fact that Jeffrey still has a, like this. Honestly, your soundboards should both be on here as well. Now that we think about it.
Oh yeah.
The fact that
I should
include
the randomizer too.
Randomizer's easy. Fucking hell. Okay, we totally should have.
Yeah, we'll do it again one day. Feel free
to make your own beef tier list with like a much more filled out series of events if you guys want to. Because I personally would love to see
15 minutes.
Yeah, I would love to see what like people's ideas of moments and bits are. Because you only see people referencing every once in a while, so I'd be curious to see what the community's idea of like.
Yeah.
Quintessential beef moments are.
And we can upload this tier list maybe with a few extras after the episode, and people can make their own and post it to the Discord.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's freaking do it. Yeah, I think we can share it.
Let's freaking do it, guys.
Let's
I don't know what this next one is. James Heart Attack. I don't particularly remember what that is.
That's where you tried Vegemite. And
you
keeled over live on the episode.
They gave me like cramps and shit. I feel like that's a B. That was a solid little.
Yeah, it was a fun one.
Yeah, it's not anything special, but it was funny.
Yeah.
I must have an aversion to salt or some shit, because the...
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
That took me, nearly took me out, and then eating a sub while high on marijuana did take me out.
It did take you out.
So, this is, we remember this, but this might be a deep cut for other people. The minion tub.
The I kind of have mixed feelings on this, because I think it came out that it was... like, at the time, it was enough... it felt pretty fake. Oh, so at the time, it felt pretty genuine, but then, because there was only two videos and both of them were like, I could see like a very young child or, you know, a child with particular curiosities being this obsessed with minions, but then they like really pushed the meme way too hard in future ones, and it was like, okay, this is clearly a piss take. And then they showed up in a Cold Ones video, which is really weird.
What the fuck?
The Santa one where they delivered merch to people around Melbourne. They were the mums in that one, which is clearly like, oh yeah, you're definitely taking this now.
Well, with that in mind, how do we rank this? Because I mean, well, at the time it was really funny and I really enjoyed talking about it. Yeah, we can go
I
D.
Say
just
D.
For the
I'd say
deception.
D. Literally just deception. D for deception. That's good. Because if it was still legit, if she'd only posted those two and no more, I'd have been like, this is a good ass fucking. A good ass creamy meme, but the fact that it was put on, bookmark. It was well put on, but put on nonetheless.
Yeah,
Spartan high school style.
Spartan
high school style.
That shit still makes me laugh.
It is funny,
and like, just all of us watching it and reacting to it in real time, like that was a really funny moment.
How many of you guys had seen it before? I can't remember.
I had never seen it until you showed it.
I had never seen it.
You showed it to me like before this episode, and I remember that was like such an impromptu thing, because like we brought it up and I was just like, can we watch Spartan High School stuff?
That is one of those memes that, like, that's from what, like 2011 or 12, and somehow it's still funny today, 11 years later. There's not many other videos you can say from that period
starts to break the fourth wall and like the editing software gets cooked.
Yeah, whatever fucking just guy they used to edit it. Fucking it's just throwing it's like throwing in frames from 3 minutes before somehow just in the
She's the thing where you're like, when you're editing, where you're like, I'll work on this later. So she pushed it to the side, but then forgot because it was like five likes. It was like too high up on her fucking.
That's actually probably, it was probably up over something. That's probably is what happened.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's so funny. Yeah. So, anyway,
so where do we rank it high school style?
In reference to everything, I would put it at a very strong B, but that's just me.
I'd say that.
Yeah, I'd be okay with
in terms of beef as a whole, not a lot of impact, but it's just a piece of online culture. Very funny. So,
beef's
good.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm fine with
beef.
Beef for beef.
Beef for Barton Bible.
On a mountain.
Oh.
Do we ever talk about the mountain episode? Like,
we never talked about the mountain episode, but the experience of us climbing a mountain and recording an episode up there is not only one of the highlights of beef for me, but one of the highlights of my life.
I really love that. Then that was a pretty. It wasn't as difficult as the hike we were going to do, but it was like that was not a. It wasn't just like a hill. Like we really, there were.
It was like that hit slope is like straight up.
Yeah, me and Andrew were nearly dead by the time we got to the top.
It's
a shame the wind was as windy as it was, because I feel like that did make the audio like a bit cooked, but it was we told some fucking really funny stories over there. The fact we were on a fucking mountain all hanging out together was kind of wild.
And fucking Courtney was being chilling, and none of the mics we brought so many mics and none of them worked, so everyone had to hold their phone.
I had to put my phone under my shirt, like holding it like the whole time so that it didn't like catch too much wind.
I think on the
thank god it didn't like turn like stop recording midway through or some shit.
That would have
Dude, the audio quality, I was like, it's gonna be what it is, but I was worried that it was just all that shit, like all the apps were gonna fuck themselves. But I think my funniest memory of that was on the way back down. I think there was like this stream that we had to cross that was like it was like just wide enough that you can't really comfortably jump it without like worrying that you might take a false step, and I think everyone made it over, but I think Andrew ate shit on the way back down.
No. Yes, I will not be hit with the unathletic allegations like this.
You went grass all over your booty, bro.
Unathletic allegations.
We decided to cross. It was on the way up that we had to cross it, and I decided to jump it then because I was like, fuck it, it might be funny. And I did wipe out.
Wait, didn't all of us jump it?
I don't know if everybody jumped it or not.
Yeah, we all did.
I was the only one that got put on film, like, jumping.
Oh. I might have the video. I'm going to look for the video of it, and if that did happen, then it'll be right here.
I'm not saying you're unathletic. I just remember it was very funny.
Oh, no, yeah, watching no, I ate shit.
Tuck and roll, trying to jump over the stream. And with that...
So where are we putting this? I'm going to put this S tier, personally, just because everything surrounding it was epic. The beef trip, us recording
that entire experience.
Yeah,
that was
that's
epic.
That's S tier for me.
Chris Weston Chandler's Love Queef reading. Love Quest reading.
Love Queef.
So I'm going to put that at S tier, only because the episode it is attached to is the very first episode we had the beef bell.
Exactly.
That is true.
That was our... Yeah, that, and also I still go back and I rewatch that. Like that, it's so funny to me. Just all of our characters and just like the crescendo of how it goes. That is also S tier for me.
to Andrew's point, real quick, Andrew, I think we have put the sets as their own thing later.
So you can
divorce that from the episode and just take this as a segment. But I still think S tier, even though it got someone linked it to a Christian subreddit and everyone came and called us gay because they don't like it when you do that. But
I would say
it was very, very fun.
Yeah.
I would personally say A because this episode has an asterisk next to it. Because the original thumbnail for that video is the funniest fucking thumbnail
Kudos
ever fucking made.
You're right.
And we had to take it off for a particular reason, and which is a very fair reason. But how could it be S when it misses one of its most beautiful components?
Yeah.
Actually, wait, hang on. Why? Now I can't remember why.
It was the original one was like it looked way too real of you being Christian.
Yeah.
Wait, is that not the thumbnail we currently have?
Yeah,
we put it back.
Yeah, no, we put it.
Oh, we put it back.
We put it back. I remember like a few months ago we were on a Discord call. We were talking about that specific instance and we were just like, well, it's been long enough. We can just put it back. And then we did. And then now that's the current thumbnail.
Let me, if I can confirm this, then I'm S all day because that thumbnail is extremely
funny. I'm looking at it right now. I am currently Chris Chan's face. You're in there and then Kudos is looking at us. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. S tier for sure.
And that was that the first table read?
No, the first table read was Anne Frank versus Goku.
Anne Frank versus Goku. I forget.
Yes. Is that here?
No, I was trying to find it. I couldn't find what episode that was on.
I have no idea. Honest, I don't remember.
I know
it
was one of the first like eight episodes. I just couldn't remember where it was.
Speaking of the first eight episodes,
episode one.
D.
Was this Carl's Jr.? No, that's two.
No, that's episode two. Episode one was Papa John saying the N-word.
Mr. Block You.
Yeah,
that was an imposter.
Mr. Block
from
You
Among
Rises.
Us.
Yeah, Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog doing 9/11.
Yeah.
Imposter Among Us.
Where are we ranking episode one?
Dude, N-word back should be on here.
I missed N-word back. Yeah, no, I
suggested
find an instance of that.
Yeah,
honestly, I could have just added fucking like blank.
It's fine. No, it's we're just reminiscing.
Yeah,
we stinking. Put episode one S tier. It started. It started the whole shebang. We wouldn't be here without it.
It did, but we've gotten a lot better since episode one.
Yeah. if it was Mr. Blocky oriented.
Oh right.
If it was Mr. Blocky oriented, I would go S tier.
That kind of was my thinking, like just the memes that originated from episode one, like Mr. Block You.
Yeah.
Like I would have put Mr. Block You without, you know, if it wouldn't be redundant with episode one.
Yeah.
Because episode one is basically the Mr. Block You episode.
Well, with that in mind, let's say that
I would do S or A if it's Mr. Block You.
I'll say S for Mr. Block You.
Yeah. A for everything else, but S for Mr. Block You.
I'll put S for Mr. Block You. Okay, Mr. Block You is kind of an important figure in this little podcast of ours.
Yeah.
This is going to be real good when everyone just sees we put all our own stuff in S.
bitch, I'm going to give a shit. Literally, the whole point of this is pretty much just to jack ourselves off and reminisce on fun times.
This is just a tool to reminisce.
Yeah. If you wanted an objective list, then I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What's first Chipotle story, Road Rage.
Oh, yeah.
Which Chipotle story is iconic?
Which one did you mean by this?
The first Chipotle story. Basically, like, you could classify it as... So, okay, that text that's over that image, is from the first Chipotle story. So we could either
look at it as...
That's
not like the gun one, right?
No, that's okay, the Road Rage one. Yeah, where you saw the guy later. That could be either Chipotle stories as a whole or just...
That's
you
up to
introducing
you guys.
The Chipotle.
I feel like
I'm too close to the subject.
I would vote on as a whole. I think that's an easier thing to kind
Let's
of
do as a whole.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah.
And as a whole, S tier. That's one of my favorite recurring gags. Yeah, like every time James says he's got a Chipotle, I rub my hands in glee.
And Glitch is like,
something bad happens to him. Like,
what horrible thing befell this man? Yeah.
I'm going to do like an Eddie Burback video where I go to like the most cursed Chipotles all over America and try and lure out the worst possible scenarios.
That actually would be a good video idea.
It would be fun.
Yeah.
It's only like predicate on the fact that James has weird experiences, and it would be really funny if nothing ever happens. Like,
yeah, that's the worry. Yeah.
It's just really James going to Chipotle.
Can I really bottle the magic? That's the question. Yeah, or does it have to be?
Does it just this one specific Chipotle where things go down?
Yeah.
Well, all of them have been at one specific Chipotle near me. So,
could you get a job at that Chipotle for like 1 month just to, like
that.
undercover film it?
Dude, every month working at Chipotle takes a year off your life. That shit is hectic. Yeah. I hated that job.
But would you do, you know, like a method acting kind of like, you know, you have to you really like commit to the bit. Like you go in for one whole month and make like the most pristine video out of it.
I'm starring in Jumanji 3 with The Rock as a Chipotle employee, and they make me do my fucking method acting work.
That's a really funny idea. Someone method acting for a bit role, to be an extra,
like a no line extra.
Yeah.
Well, what is the Chipotle story?
S
for. Shitting my pants Chipotle. In the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
First guest, Drumsy.
D for Drumsy.
D for Drumsy.
Drumsy's rank him real low.
S for Drumsy.
Yes.
He gave us his love, and he came on our podcast.
He gave us his love.
Shout out.
I love that man.
He's a wonderful
guy. He continues
to
just be super, super supportive. Not saying our other guests haven't been by any means. They've also been, like, but just to, I don't know, to have someone reach out to like a small piddly little podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And from such like a place of power, I guess.
Yeah.
Just be super supportive and lovely.
Yeah.
And everything.
I was going to put all the guests on here, but I figured it'd be weird to rank them all. So I just went, first time we had a guest type of vibe. So,
Drumsy's so cool that sometimes me and Andrew are just chilling in the voice chat in our private Discord, like the Beef Boys private Discord sometimes. And it'll be like 2 a.m. and Drumsy will just pop in and chill
for no reason. He'll just chat with us about what he's up to. Yeah.
I'll just check Discord and all of a sudden I'll just see fucking Drumsy in there and I'll be like, oh shit, what up?
Shout out to S-tier.
Easy S.
Plus, our one YouTube short that we ever made for that episode is actually really funny, where he shows up in a furry costume. That always gets me.
Yeah.
That was good.
The Big Baller Blunt 420.
I still love that bit
Dead
so
blunt.
Much.
The fact that we forced Andrew to smoke it live
smoke
was pretty
funny.
Yeah.
And then he visibly got more fucked up as that episode went on.
That was pretty funny. I did like that.
I'll put it a B.
B for Baller Blunt.
B for Baller Blunt. Beard reveal. This is me when I ruined my life.
when James flew too close to the sun.
Can we even include this as a... Because that was only the patrons have seen that.
Yeah, well, but the last two layers were on a normal episode. And it was just funny having James come in with a bag over his head, and then he takes it
off. That's true, that was really funny.
And it was a balaclava, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's really funny.
B for beard.
B for beard, I feel like.
B for balaclava.
B for bowly clavers.
IRL beef when we all kiss each other on the lips, gay style.
That's also S.
Yeah, that's a vibe.
Yeah.
I messaged you guys while I was drunk the other night, being like, man, Because that, like, that first, I guess I met Dopex the night before, so it wasn't as exciting. But the no, it was. No, but the excitement of, like, meeting you guys in Alaska, and then, like, because we all had to, like, hop into your back seat because you were, like, picking us up from the airport, and there wasn't, like, time to get out. And then we, like, drove to Andrew's place, and we were, like, just talking shit the whole way and screaming dumb memes at people in the street. And then we, like, got out at Andrew's place, and we had big hugs and shit. And I was like, man, this is awesome. This is a vibe.
Yeah. Highlight of my life.
Yeah, I remember setting up for that episode, just being chilling in the corner of the couch with the bread pillow, and just being like, "Damn, the bread.
Those couches are so comfortable."
We with the boys.
And then the end, just being like, "Fuck this, let's get drunk," and we just could.
Yeah, so we just got drunk the whole time.
Epic, smashed.
Yeah,
let's do it. Every night we got rinsed in somewhere or other.
Yeah,
yeah. Then the first night we got drunk and. A band that me and Doplex really like was In Turmoil at the time. They were like fucking one of the lead singers was involved in some shit that came out to like not fully be true and shit. And I remember I got really drunk and we were all showing each other music we liked. And then I started crying and I was
I felt so bad.
They were all like, "It's okay,
this album
buddy.
Live because they're not a band anymore."
It was definitely one of those moments, like with the boys, like. You know, it's just like when you're with your boys and like you're fucking drunk and you're in your feelings and shit. Yeah. It's just like those moments that like you just cherish.
We had a lot
of
those. Yeah.
Yeah. Really James like began and ended the trip with a moment like that.
That's true. Yeah.
The last one ended with
ocean.
Him in the Cook Inlet.
And DE underscore.
That was epic.
Yeah, that was epic. That whole trip was epic. That whole trip.
We gotta make the damn vlog.
Yeah, we did.
I have Courtney lining it up. Like, I have her lining up all the footage for me.
Let's go.
It is going to come out, I swear to God.
Let's piss my fucking pants. That's awesome.
Consider your pants pissed.
Speaking of...
Piss. 420 episode with Peach. Yeah.
So, speaking of moments I've laughed the hardest, Tomato Story is number one. 420 episode with Peach, with Andrew fucking uploading... A Twitter post. Okay.
Dude, I am still bitter about that.
I go back and watch that sometime because, like, that was honestly.
I still hold.
I think
grudge.
You cut out how much we laughed to that because I've been laughing for 10 times longer than what's in there.
Yeah, no, that was. Yeah.
It's because we were all so blitzed. Obviously, it was the 420 episode. And then just that very small detail, like, it's so fucking funny.
Wait, can you explain it again? I can't even fucking remember, but I do remember it being funny.
Andrew was like, so Andrew and Dovix were drunk, and you and me were high, and fucking Andrew really wanted us to show us a picture, a funny clip he'd seen on Twitter.
Yeah.
But for some reason, he couldn't just, like, link the Twitter post, so he downloaded it with a Twitter to MP4 downloader, then uploaded it to Google Drive, then shared the video with us, and he was, he was drunk trying to corral, like, us fucking brain-dead idiots. And, like, just as he's about to start playing it, I point out, I said, why is this on your Google Drive? And that just, like, that one hit, like, max critical hit damage on
nuked.
Yeah, every time he tried to do it, me and Dopex just kept interrupting him saying, why the fuck is this on your Google Drive?
I think it was just all three of us just kept, like, dogpiling on him. And then throughout the whole episode, it was just, we just kept bringing it up over and over again. Like, why is this on your, why was that on your Google Drive?
And then Andrew, obviously Peach doesn't care and Peach is our homie, but Andrew was like, you're my favorite e-whore. And I remember being like, oh, god damn, bro, chill.
She says that all the time.
I know, but it was, you know, I didn't talk to her as much as you, I guess, and you just hit her with whore, and I was like, oh my god.
It was funny too because I remember talking to Andrew afterwards. You thought we were making fun of you, like we were doing a pedophile joke, like, oh, why? Because it was like a video of like a little kid getting like hit with
a soccer
ball.
I was drunk that I was like, are they hitting me with the pedo allegations?
We just thought it was funny that you had it, like you were for some
instead
reason
of like
using
sharing
Google
it
Drive.
From the link. Yeah,
yeah, you were like, I need to download this and re-upload this for the boys. That was just that concept was so funny.
Like all the extra steps you took to share that video.
Yeah, so with that, I think that is the. That is the hardest S-tier. I've ever laughed on beef.
I think that's the best. Plus, Peach is like
one bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also,
Peach is just one of like the fan favorite guests we've had.
Yeah.
Like people always
Peach
ask when
homie.
She's coming back on.
Yeah. Well, also, too, if you look at that image, she had a shirt custom made.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's
the best Peach boy.
Yeah, so that was a really epic moment.
She is a fucking epic queen.
Epic number queen, one. Number 15.
Cameo episode, I will say, with Sarah.
There's while we're reminiscing, there's one thing on here that didn't make it, but is probably my personal favorite moment in the history of beef. And it's the Michael J. Fox meme from...
Oh my god, how can I forget about that?
Michael J. Me and Dope is... Me and Dope is looking at each other while everyone's trying to do the fucking... Everyone's just trying to... We're like 3 hours deep into the recording. And yeah. I go like this, and then Andrew goes... Oh, my headphones fell off. But the Michael J. Fox and then Doplex laughing, I couldn't stop fucking laughing. I was legit. Yeah. You could see, even in our shitty fucking crunchy ass fucking, I'm fully fucking crying during that.
Yeah.
that was one of my most like sad / frustrating moments, because I missed like the split second, like when it happened.
That's
like
right.
I misheard, or I think it was my line, so I was trying to read. There was some reason why
we were
like,
going for so long that you were like really burnt out on the recording that night, because you had something to do, and like it was during the summer for you, and it was just like, you were just like, all right, let's bang through this. Yeah. And me and Dope Plex could not.
It was literally just, I did not hear what you guys were saying, or I didn't see like what was happening. Like I was just, I was unfocused. And you start laughing about something. And like once that gag is started, you can't like explain the gag.
Yeah, yeah, no, like, it's already kind of
the
just,
moment has passed. So I was sitting there being like, fuck, I want to laugh too. This looks fun.
What are they laughing about?
Yeah. That shit took me to another
dimension. But it did look very funny for you too.
Yeah. Well, we can include that in My Immortal, which is the next one. That's true. Was part of My Immortal.
That wasn't the next one. The next one is Sarah, cameo ep with Sarah Doplex.
Yeah, where
those
we
cameos
cameo.
Were so fucking funny.
Those cameos were pretty funny.
And those cameos were the preface to my cameo for Doplex's birthday. And hopefully we continue that tradition with more surprise cameos. So I feel like in the life of beef, it will probably be an important jumping off point. Plus, Sarah,
it was one
is
of the
epic.
Best. Yeah. Yeah, Sarah being there was fucking awesome. And it was just like such a great surprise, like coming in and Dovix being like, I got something for you boys. It was like, well, hold on.
Yeah.
So that's turmoil that I had to go through just to get all these cameos, like with these, because I had like a sheet of things I wanted these people to say, and to find the right people who would actually say them was very hard. And I'm glad that I got them all in time. The episode was epic.
The next one is My Immortal.
I mean, come on.
Which to me like almost defines us.
I agree.
Yeah, we didn't even have to. Fucking
My Immortal is like genuinely. I have such fond memories of that shit.
Yeah, My Immortal is like, My Immortal is something I will look back on for the rest of my life.
Same.
Like,
that whole so month fun. Was just such a, that whole like end of that year leading up into like us giving Andrew the VR present at the end of the, like that whole last 3 months of season one of beef is like,
that shit
lives in my mind as like a cozy little fireplace.
Mm. Yeah. That's like, that's peak beef for me.
Yeah. S plus tier if we had it, but we don't.
Yeah.
The next one is a deep fried image of kudos with no text on it.
I think that's Garfield, isn't it?
No, yeah. Don't even explain this one. Just off that alone, where are we putting this?
it's Garfield. It's the fucking Mass Effect crossover.
Fucking
with Garfield.
D. Get this shit out of here.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck that
I actually enjoyed that table read. It was short lived. We never got to finish it.
It was fun for the first one, but it was like, it was
the
nothing.
Story itself was kind of mid, but I feel like the way we presented it was pretty epic. So,
yeah,
you can say that about anything to me.
That's true.
I think Garfield was a fun one off, but we went at it like it was going to be the next My Immortal, and it just did
not have the guts.
Well,
if we went at it like here's a funny one off, it probably would have been higher on my brain, but it definitely was like, we're gonna film like the whole thing in Alaska. And then
I was gonna say, I should probably preface why we never finished that. For those of you who did watch that, we planned on doing an entire live action table read while we were all in Alaska, and we were going to reenact the entirety of that fanfic. So we did episode one, and then I don't think we uploaded it. We uploaded it while we were in Alaska. And I remember we were like, oh, we could just toss it and then just do the whole thing live action. And then we just never did it.
Yeah,
so, we uploaded it as a one-off.
I think we never
thing.
Did it, A, because we just kind of like, you know, there's just so much going on in Alaska and we're just hanging out and shit. And then B, wasn't she like looked into the fucking script? It's just the same.
It was the same. That was the problem. It was the same thing over and over.
It was just Garfield goes to planet, he fucks all the girls, he kills everyone, he's a badass.
He one hits everyone and fucks
same
everybody.
Joke
rinse repeat.
Times 100. Like, at least My Immortal had some like weird shit going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, you never knew what was happening next.
My Immortal had some character and shit. That also was just like, you could tell it was like this 9-year-old kid that just like thought, like, it just gave me weird vibes of like, okay, every fucking girl in the universe has to be fucking just like a fuck toy with no brain. Like, I kept reading it, I was just like, come on, bro. Like,
that's
this
true. D-tier. Yeah, D-tier.
But now we're hit. We got Big Jarvis the fucking Prescott.
Big Chunky the
Big Chungus the Wumbus Dumbus.
Yeah.
The Beefy Boys saga is one of my favorites. Just like the fact that we had a brief like war
feud
with a much inferior podcast that now no longer exists. Like that we didn't wipe them off the face of the earth. They did through some weird internal turmoil we haven't quite discerned yet. But that was the funniest shit, because I remember I was back in New Zealand when we first found these guys and because Dobix like accidentally started a fight with them by like commenting a joke cease and desist comment, and then they dedicate like a whole part of their episode to us like ripping us out, specifically only going after me and James for some reason.
Dude, they've ended my life.
They just went in on you and me specifically for some reason, and then like
the definition of a beta male.
He tucks his shirt into his basketball shorts.
Yeah, exactly. And they said my neck was really long.
Like, kudos, this neck is many kudos.
They said my neck was really long because of my latest video at the time. I'd animated my neck to be really long as a joke, and they must have thought it was real.
They didn't understand special things.
But anyway, they were like, once we explained it, they were like nice enough and like whatever. Yeah. But it was just funny that I still check on their account like pretty regularly just to see what's happening. But it's pretty much all gone now. I don't know if there's any proof of them ever existing. But the saga was funny.
Has some of their I have some of their videos too. I think Dopeplex has some of their actual YouTube videos. I have some of their TikToks, which were abysmal.
All their TikToks are still up. That is one of the few things that is still up.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, all them are up. Yeah. But their podcast doesn't exist anywhere, I don't think. Even on, like, because they used to be on these weird, shitty podcast websites like Podbean or whatever. You know, these. Fuck, they're all dime a dozen. But every time I've tried to listen to one on there, it just does not work. Like, it says the episode's there and it looks like it should play, but it just doesn't. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway. Shout out to the fucking boys.
Where are we putting Beefy Boys?
I'd say A or S, but probably
A. I'd say A or B.
Yeah, I'm down for A or B.
B
for Beefy Boys.
Sonic High School.
I love Sonic High School. I thought that was a very good sequel to My Immortal in a lot of ways for us. But the thing is My Immortal to me is like cozy vibes. You know, like
exactly.
I could watch that and feel cozy.
Yeah.
Sonic High School is like something you want to watch like when you're, you know, just, I don't know, like fucking chilling. It's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You're drunk. Like, those are like two completely opposite
They're
sides
very
of
different
I think
feels.
The viewable spectrum.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like Sonic High School's the official, like the compilation of it all that you made. Like, to me, it works so good as that. And it works so good in the episodes too. But My Immortal, My Immortal, I feel like really worked well as an end cap to episodes. Like, and we were like excited every time to record it because it just had that vibe of like, it was just cozy and like
what happened next.
The narrative was like actually really interesting and funny. Like it wasn't just a shit post. Yeah, like
that's true.
So I don't know if it's on the same scale, but I wouldn't be opposed to putting it in S.
Yeah, I'm definitely in between S and A for Sonic.
I'm kind of
we'll put it in A just for now. I reckon.
Yeah,
we'll put it in
A
just for now.
Yeah, do it high A.
Yeah.
Strong A.
This is
Mick.
Rice Pirate.
This is season 2 intro with Mick, which was like kind of the start of our, I guess, our arc of having stories to the the thing. That whole intro we did with the fucking the car like like Half-Life ragdolling around the screen and like then us driving away. Oh no, that was season one intro, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was season one intro, but then season two intro, we had the whole plane crash scene.
I love that.
Which is really, really so well made. Really fucking fun. Like planning all that. What did you say, James, over the intercom? Hey, look, this is your captain speaking. I have AIDS.
I have AIDS. This is your captain speaking. I got AIDS.
It still makes
me
laugh.
That was a funny fucking... And, then,
and we all love Mick, and we've all been fans of Mick for a long time, so it was pretty cool to...
Yeah, get a chat with them. They had some good yarns. Yeah,
yeah, that was like a 3-hour episode, or at least a 3-hour recording.
But, like I didn't feel like it felt like an hour long. It just the time flew by. Yeah, it was so fun. So
S
for six
for sex pirate.
What is what is this one?
These are our two sets. I didn't include the newest one since we're going retroactively, and obviously we just got here. You have the island and the just normal
the
vanilla default skin.
The desert,
The
Taco Bell.
The
Taco Bell in the middle of the desert.
You actually visited on holiday, Dubfix. When you were describing that one you saw in New Mexico, whatever, that pristine one that was run by one autistic man, I was thinking, I pictured our original set. Because you made it sound like it was at just some like gas station in the middle of nowhere in New Mexico. Yeah.
It pretty much was. It was just inside of a gas station. Like the Taco Bell was literally the size of a kiosk. It was so tiny. It wasn't like a full building like that, but it was very much that same energy.
Yeah, that's cool.
Side of the road nothingness.
Salami.
So where are we ranking our two sets?
Sorry, my mom bought me salami today.
Salami. Where's salami going on the
salami
tier
after this? I'm excited.
Salami.
You're just saying it out loud to remind yourself?
Yeah, I just couldn't hold it in.
Just getting hyped.
I mean... I don't know. I like them both for the first one. Also for the same, like it gives me My Immortal Cozy vibes. Like the first Taco Bell set just like hits me in the deepest recesses of my child brain. And I'm like, this is epic. But aesthetically, I love the season two, like shipwreck set is like,
it's so good.
Ahead above the original. Not that the original
isn't epic. I feel
like
it's almost cozier. Maybe just the lighting. It was just like a bit darker, but it just felt more like a bit more cozy, I guess. Like they're both cozy in different ways. So I've always loved like tropical islands since I was a kid. Just the idea of like relaxing on a tropical island seemed really nice. So
idea
of just having a rogue Taco Bell.
Yeah. In the middle of nowhere. We could drop them both in S tier and then just put whichever one.
Oh
we
yeah,
like
easily.
More above
they're
it.
Both S tier for sure. Like their first like reveal of the set. And like the step up from just being four big guys, you know, sitting in our fucking bedrooms with Andrew's soup tube going into his ass.
I think for that reason I would put the season one above it because it was kind of just a surprise that Sabrina decided to do, and it has altered. I think we had mentioned it like that we wanted to eventually do that because we've all worked with green screens for so long, but like but that was just in passing, and then she surprised it with us. And I feel like it definitely changed the trajectory of the podcast.
Yeah,
like,
I'd say that definitely.
So I would say for that reason, the season one is a little bit, just a tiny bit more important to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
All right,
I'll
agree
but I don't
that.
Care
season
either
two.
Way.
No, let's
put
them
both in this, but put them in that order.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Yes.
Bam.
No.
There it is. No. The definitive Beef Boys tier list made by us.
Made by us.
Which means it's irrefutable. Thank you.
This is definitive.
Thank
you.
Come again.
This. But if you have your own thoughts on this, then the link is in the description. Go ahead. Do your own thing.
I wanted to make a funny joke where I named it something and you guys got to watch, but it just... I want to name it something
new. Trash.png.
I was going to name it Child Porn.
Incredible! Nobody can catch you. You're the real Rage Racer.
You fake B-Boy.